Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He's walked the bases loaded here in the ninth inning. A young superstar, Alex Bregman. Outfielder step to the right to pitch. Swinging a line drive left field. Benintendi coming on, dives. And did he make the catch? He did. He got it.
The Red Sox win.
The Red Sox
win. I just went head over heels in my chair.
Joe just fell down.
Oh, wow. What a catch by Andrew Benintendi. And they're not going to review it. Unbelievable. What a play. And the Red Sox lead the series 3-1.
Joe Castiglione.
Man.
That's when you know you're hype and crunk about a call, is that it gets you so excited that you fall out of your chair. Have you, either one of you ever fallen out of your chair while doing a radio show?
Oh, while doing a radio? I was going to say absolutely multiple times.
Well, not you all fallen out of a chair.
While doing
saying,
a radio show?
Sober.
I don't think I have.
I was going to say, I don't think I have either.
Or Cody broke that chair, fell on his ass.
No, it's a whole other story. But anyway, you.
No. Okay. Can't say that I have.
Yeah, let's make it sure. I'm excited because allegedly this new studio we're going to have, or at least the new decor, new layout, we're actually going to be able to stand because they're going to raise the tables.
I love standing.
Dude. I'm all about standing. But
you always stand when you have your pep talk.
Yeah. Oh, I stand all the time. I'm just sitting. Right,
I would
now
stand more, but it just this table and stuff doesn't really lend itself to doing so. So I'm very excited because when we go to remotes, I'm always standing. But I'm very excited about standing with the new table. So listen, y'all know what the deal is. Okay, you guys were just okay yesterday. I would consider you guys to be in a 3-1 hole, think tankers. So let's see what
it's
you
two
got.
Two. It's 2-2.
Let's
two.
See. Let's get your best Justin Verlander on right now and show us what you got.
All right, 713-572-4610. It is the segment sweeping the nation, the country, the city of Houston. It's the In the Loop Think Tank. Start your statement with I think that. Keep it radio friendly. Be as creative as you wish, Loopholes. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just want to say that I think if you take your time right now and take a deep breath, you'll taste the misery in the city. And that's what I feed on, because Boston's going to do it again, baby. Boston's going to take them out tonight. And I just want to send a shout-out to CBS Reynolds. They came to see the man, the legend, Paytex Rob this morning. Loopholes, do your thing, baby. Do your thing.
Go to hell, Paytex.
He's the best.
You're
He's
on the Think Tank, go. You're on the Think Tank, go. Damn, is that a clock?
It's actually turning.
Rap rhymes with crap.
What?
Rap rhymes with crap is what he said.
All but that.
You made
that.
Us wait for that.
Yeah, but at least he's got his turn signal on. So there's going to be said
safety
for that.
First. Safety
there
first.
Yeah, I hope he gets T-boned.
Come on,
slime ball.
Come on, man.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Go.
I think Coach O'Brien needs to realize he's in Houston, Texas, and not in New England.
True.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that as a fan of 50 years of these Astros, that it's really hard for me to get upset about what's going on this year. I made my deal last year that if we just won one World Series, I'd never ask for another thing. So I'm just enjoying it this year, and I'm rooting for them, and I'm hoping they do the best.
Good for you.
That's some OG perspective.
That's
some
good
right
for
there.
You. Once before some, I die. Once before I die.
That is
and
some
he got
great
it.
Perspective.
Yeah.
He has a replica World Series ring. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
At least.
Good
one.
Morning. What's up, you guys?
What's happening?
I think that Fred and Landry kind of messed up this morning, so I'm going to help y'all out. Good morning, next town. 10/18 in the year of our Lord. And season 2, episode 1, Landry, what say you? Oh, I'd like to give a shout-out to Warren Noon and Tracy McGrady and UPS because they're number one in our hearts. Speaking of the UPS, I would like to – we got UPS Tony on the line. Shout-out, Astros are going to win in 7 because Unity say the best. you never underestimate the heart of a champion. And pimps up, hoes down, UPS, because UPS is number one. That makes the world go round.
All right.
There you go, buddy. There you go, buddy.
That was,
that's a loophole.
That was a
You're
UPS
on the think tank, go.
That dude was hilarious. Holy crap. Hey, sorry I missed out on calling yesterday, fellas. To wish y'all a happy 100th, man. That's awesome. Good
Thank
for
you,
y'all, man. I wish y'all another 200, man. As far as the dude that came up with the rule of fan interference with a ball and fair play going over a fence, that dude should be dunked in a tank full of acid. That's all
I
got.
Oh my god, that is
harsh.
That's like medieval times.
Nice.
You're
Some
on the
cartel stuff.
You're
right
on the
there.
Think tank. Go.
Go.
I think Maldonado needs to quit acting like Oprah. You get a base. You get a base. Everybody gets a free base.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, I think that A.J. Hinch is great at making lineups, positioning guys, pinch hitting, whatever. And I know he's a manager, but he needs to let Brent Strom decide when to pull pitchers and who to put in next.
Right.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Órale, bata.
Órale, ¿qué pasó?
I think that Tyler White, he likes to always bet like Bam Bam on his shoulder, but he don't know how to swing the damn thing. Cabrón, swing, way.
I thought he was going to get a hit. I really
Five
thought
pitches,
Tyler
never
was going to get
bat.
A hit.
We got to ask him about that. You know, what is it one of those things where he's just trying to find a particular pitch or whatever?
You're on the think tank. Go.
Does anybody want to buy my mattress? I've only had it for about 2 weeks.
Oh, $3,000, $5,000? You're going to have that?
Yeah.
Like he's going to have to. They're not going to get their money
back. Not going to get the refund, the Mattress Mac refund? You're on the think tank. Go.
What's up, y'all? It's FedEx Henny. Out here on this route delivering packages to make a penny. Seeing out my side out there, UPS is stealing those brown trucks because their customer service is real iffy. So I'm feeling good today, so I'm dropping lines like I'm Biggie. And everybody in the city needs to calm down and remember that Astros are 7 because this is Clutch City.
Ooh.
Damn, dude.
Look
that
at FedEx
nice,
coming
bro.
With a rag.
FedEx is winning today.
Yeah.
Can we agree that FedEx is winning the battle?
No, UPS came pretty
UPS
strong
came
out
too.
The gate, man.
Yeah,
I mean, he did a
close.
Fred and Landry impersonation.
Yeah, he did.
It's close.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. Think tank. Tank.
So, first of all, yesterday I didn't show any love to Figgy Fig, so I apologize for that, bro. And secondly, hey, how do I get a race card on that? Anyway, so secondly, Freddie.
Yeah.
You saying that me being Earl with your conspiracy
Just a
theory,
conspiracy
like
theory.
The Illuminati or whatever. So first of all, I would have cooked that pot roast. Second of all, I have a one-hitter. So I wouldn't have taken that long of a smoke break. Third of all, I am definitely not going to get onto the radio and talk about that hunky behemoth Baker Mayfield on that Farmers Only dating app. And fourth of all, the only thing that me and Earl have in common is that we both hate Dallas Keuchel.
Okay.
Hey, think tank gank. That's Dallas Kukli. Thank you. Earl, get back into that back room like I told you. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
I'm starting to buy in.
He's the man.
Told
starting
you.
To buy in.
You're
told
on the think
you.
Tank. Go.
Yeah. I think that Astros should focus on just one game at a time.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think Lopez couldn't catch a fish in a stocked aquarium.
Yeah, there's one way to prove that.
I agree with you.
Anytime, anywhere, buddy.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Hello, this is Gupta again. And I think if there were ever a team to come out of a 3-1 hole, it would be the Astros. I'll never stop believing. And one more thing, I have a question. Who is worse, Joel Vest or Angel Hernandez?
Overall, that's Angel.
A, yeah.
Probably Angel. Does, yeah. Do you think Joe West is a nice guy? I was having this conversation with Meltz and Sean yesterday.
I know he's well-liked off the field. Like, the managers, and you could actually see it the way that Hinch handled it. He's like, all right.
You know. He seems like a guy that you, when you walk into his barbecue, he's making sure you got a plate and everything and describing the food to you. Right. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that we need to let the boys do what they're going to do. They are competitive. They're going to pull back from this. Number two, we're not going to get the bad calls that didn't go our way yesterday. And number three, people, keep your hands to yourself to avoid the controversy.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
And thank you. We didn't mention this.
What a sweet, sweet, sweet sounding woman.
Just raise the fence.
Yeah.
I was telling Freddie, this isn't the first time this has happened. In many ways, just the most obvious and the biggest.
Hey, by the way, we like ladies calling in the Think Tank too. Sure. Like we value y'all's opinions. We deal with guys all day. You know, when Laura walks down the hall, it's nice to talk to Laura Reynolds a little bit. The more women in the Think Tank, the better. The more, the better. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I thought she was gonna go hashtag Me Too after she said that.
You're on the Think Tank. Go quickly.
No
smoke
shop. Nothing.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yes, this is Big Game James, and I think Monday morning everybody going to be saying like Watson, jumping on the bandwagon because the Texans going to be in first place, baby. Ooh,
I'm with you, baby.
Big Game
James. I'm with you, baby. You might have me pumped, Big Game.
I like that. Big Game James. I expect to hear from you on Monday then.
You're on the Think Tank. Go. Go.
Hello. Nope.
Smokey.
Nada.
Smokey, can I borrow? You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, I think those three guys that tried to catch that baseball last night were Mo, Larry, and Curly because they all had their eyes closed. That's probably why they couldn't catch it either.
Okay.
True.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, congrats on your 100th show, guys, but when does Cody Stoops come back?
I don't know.
Call Ryan McCredden. You have to call you can Google sportsradio610.com or just hit up Cody on Twitter.
What is it? I don't know what it is. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that fan interference guy is going to be at the game tonight because Mattress Mack said he would pay for him and his wife tickets, and Michael Berry said he would fly him from Atlanta to the game.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Okay.
So Mattress Mack's
getting
tickets.
Back in Atlanta?
So Mattress Mack's turning his back on the Astros. Just kidding. That's actually very classy of him because there are some Astros fans that are being a little bit too harsh.
Too much, man. Too much.
A little too harsh to that man.
Our boy Troy Caldwell, he was doing it. I would be hard pressed to, and I appreciate the female loophole that called in to say keep your hands to yourself. And that's all well and good. But let a home run ball in game four of ALCS come towards you when you're sitting on the edge
and
of the
also,
fence.
And also, you're bunched up. I've been hit with a home run ball at a baseball game, like during batting practice.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel too good.
No.
Like, it's not like if you move your hands, if that hits you, it doesn't feel good. But I got some free ice cream for it, so I was okay with it. Shout out to Warren Newsom back in the day. Mm-hmm. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, this is United States Customs and Border Patrol. Can you give me Gutov's number? I didn't go get his butt.
Hell no. Please. Hell no, you can't get his number.
The only wall I want built is in right field at Minute Maid Park.
All right, let's go three more. You're on the Think Tank, go.
Minute Maid's going to pay for it.
That's right.
You're on Think Tank, go.
Go.
Just smoking.
Damn, what's going on, folks?
Just lighten it up.
Mine's right.
You're on the Think Tank, go.
I think this one segment is better than 4 hours of Cody Stoops talking about food every day.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Listen, if you and the gentleman come out the bathroom stalling at the same time, and instead of washing his hands, he shoots you the double guns and walks right out, you don't have to wonder what he is. You better believe he eats stuffing instead of dressing for Thanksgiving and gets his haircut at Sports Clip. Can I get a race card?
Oh, that was good.
I do feel like not washing your hands is a white boy thing.
It might be.
I do think it's a white boy thing. I think it's fair to say that's a stereotype.
If you go back and listen to his whole call, he was pretty accurate on a lot of that stuff.
Yeah,
No. There's a couple people at this station who, different races, by the way, ethnicities, who I've seen go out of the bathroom and not wash their hands.
Yeah?
Nasty. nasty.
All right, you got the last word. You're on the think tank. Go. Go.
I think we should move the fans back 10 feet so we can giggle at all the idiots flipping over the stands.
Sound like a familiar voice there.
Yeah.
Sound like a familiar voice there, but I feel him.
Mm-hmm.
I feel him.
They have to do something.
Do we want one more?
Let's do a couple more.
A couple
yeah,
more?
Let's do it.
Two, sure, couple more. Sure. Two more.
We're desperate times call for desperate measures. We'll do two more. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think Deshaun Watson's the truth, and Figgy Fig still got the best Carlos Correa girlfriend bone.
Yeah, he does.
I'll get Figgy's later. I'll play it next break. All right, one more. You got the final word. You're on the think tank. Go.
Hello, this is Hans on the model, and I just want to pump you up. I think that if Flabby Little Gerlingman umpire had called it correctly, the fan would have saved an out and there would be a home run. So it is not the fan's fault.
Thank you, Hans.
How about that? A little Hans love.
Where's Franz?
What's that? Where is Franz?
Franz.
Where is...
Oh, my God.
Where's Figgy? Figgy's in the house.
That's the best pick. That's the best ever. That is the best ever. All right. Final segment of the program coming up. We're going to take a trip around the National Football League. We'll also step into the locker room. And we'll get you ready for the Triple Threat, who is out at Twin Peaks today. Lots to get to. Final of the program. Glad to have you on board. Get you ready for this Astro game. We got to get some predictions, all right? We got the phone lines lit up. Let's get some predictions. Win or lose, what's going to happen? Do the Astros continue this thing tonight? Lots to get to. You know what time it is. This is In the Loop on a Thursday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.